Hey guys, welcome to the Three Amigos podcast.
Yo, it's Regan.
Hey, it's me, Piper.
And it's Lisa here.
Today, our podcast is going to be about Gord Downie, the backstory of Channing Wenjack, and the Secret Path album. So what do you guys think about the topic of the album in particular?
I mean, I personally think that it's actually kind of cool how someone wrote a whole album about a boy and his experience, like, at the residential school and how he escaped, but, like, sadly ended up passing, trying to find his way home.
See, like, I can agree with Regan there because, you know, I can never imagine myself being in that type of situation, but, you know, that's just life now. So I have a question. Do you guys have any personal, connections to the album itself? Like, do you feel like you bond with it or whatever you kind of want to call it?
I feel like I kind of bond with it. Not so much the album in particular, just the whole idea of it. So, like, ever since I was a child, I grew up dancing. So I was always around people, like, who were Native, because there was just a bunch of people at the dance studio who were, because it was in that location. So I would always hear stories about their family and their ancestors. And I just learned a lot from that. And I also grew up listening to Gord Downie's music. So it kind of had an impact on me since I was little.
I personally I can't think of any connections that I have. I mean, like, same with the whole listening to his music, my dad and everything. Like, not when I was super little, but, like, in the teenage years, when I'd listen to his stuff and same with my mom. But other than that, I really have, like, nothing.
I don't think I can relate with that either. Like, my mom thinks we're Native, but there's, like, no chance.
Yeah, like,
that.
I don't
so,
know.
Like, I don't know.
None of my family was in a residential school.
Yeah, same.
No.
Like, my family was in the war, but not
yeah, same.
doing residential school.
No.
Same. Okay, so Regan, you did your essay, like, on Channing Wenjack and stuff. So what did you learn? Like, what did you discover about him in his past?
I mean, like, with this whole course, we've done a lot about, like, Indigenous studies and everything. But just, like, researching Channing and everything and, like, listening to that album and everything really showed me how someone can get taken from their home like that. And then the struggles. Like, we watched Indian Horse. But I still, like, just listening to the song and listening to this kid's stories.
You had, like, the visual, but then you had, like, the, like, just your ears.
Yeah. And, like, knowing how he did escape, but then couldn't find his way home when he's only 12 years old. Like, it's actually, like.
How far away was he?
Like, 600 kilometers. I don't know.
Kilometers. You're good.
Kilometers, miles, same thing.
I'm like, that's a long ways.
Yeah. Like, it's a long
way
to not.
And the freezing cold and everything,
yeah,
too.
And it's a long way to not know where you are, because you never actually know if it's 600 miles. You're not like, oh, okay, I have to walk 8 million feet to get
home.
Exactly.
You're like, he doesn't know where his home
yeah.
is
no,
anymore.
He doesn't
know how far it
yeah.
is.
Like, the album was, like, Secret Path, and
yeah.
he thought he knew that Secret Path home, but he
And
didn't.
He was there for a while, right? So it's not even like he'd go home
no.
and his family are going to be like, oh, my gosh, we
like
missed someone. Like, you don't
know
what's
He doesn't
know
if his family's
happen.
Dead or if his
no,
family
yeah,
moved
exactly.
because they had no hope that they'll ever
exactly.
see his son, their son again.
Yeah.
So,
like,
like they could have literally just picked up their stuff and left.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, there's a complete chance that they moved completely
they,
across
they
the other side
themselves.
Of town.
They could even kill themselves because
yeah.
they lost their child, because that's
yeah.
devastating.
And, like, yeah, he was there for a while, right? So, like, growing up, he might not even know where home is anymore. Like,
yeah.
He could get there and everything could be gone and he'd be like, am
and
I even
that'd
in the
be
right
devastating.
Place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Especially after his experience in the residential
Like, he was
school.
Abused. He was,
yeah.
Like
he doesn't even know who he is himself
no.
anymore. Like,
he
they
got
took
all those
everything.
Rights and
that,
religion
that's,
and culture stripped
that's what
from him.
Residential schools do to you, though. Like, they physically strip and mentally strip who you are.
And make you become,
like
more
that,
white.
That stereotypical
yeah.
of you have to be white instead of your culture. And they make, they force, like, God on you.
Which is
yeah.
so horrible
you
when
make
you're 12
one
years
simple
old.
Mistake, like, you're done. Like, they're going to beat you.
And it's not like he was the youngest one there.
You.
Like, there were so
like,
many younger
if
kids
you pee
that
the
had
bed,
to go through that.
For one, if you pee the bed, they physically take your face and smother you in your own pee.
Yeah. yeah. Well, like, kids got sexually abused, too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
kids got raped in there.
Yeah.
And that's horrible.
I can never imagine being in that type
no.
of situation. Like, that's,
I'm glad I never
To this day,
to
it's just, it's weird, and it's...
Yeah,
it's
crazy to think
yeah.
that people our age were in residential schools getting abused all the time.
Yeah.
Like
now it's not like that
yeah.
at all, but.
Like, what if the difference, look at
the
difference between residential schools and public schools.
Yeah, but, like,
yeah.
what if we were the culture that was getting targeted like that, like the Jews
yeah.
and the
yeah.
the natives.
Like,
and
not knowing if you're ever going to be
the
safe.
The blacks, and yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I could never imagine that, like, we're so superior that we don't have to worry about anything like that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so next, you did Tranny Wenjack. We looked at that. I did Gord Downie, and he pretty much made the album. Like,
yeah,
he did
the one
make
who
the
told
album.
Tranny stories.
Yeah,
their
he
songs.
Made it come to life. And
exactly.
Then there was a visual person who.
His
was,
album's in order, too.
Yeah.
Like, the first song in the album's how
yeah.
it started, and the ending is like.
Yeah.
And if you read the book, there's the visual
exactly,
component
yeah.
and the
talk
video.
Yeah. Like, he did the graphic novel, and all of his songs that were in order, he turned his songs into poems. So then it was the same idea, the same lyrics, but they were just spoken differently. And then there was pictures in between all of them showing the story. So you got the visual, you get the auditory, like you get everything.
And with the video, it is on YouTube if you ever want to go watch it.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours long, but it's totally the worth watching.
Yeah.
Promotion.
But yeah, so he literally made the album. And it's crazy to think, like, somebody made an album for him, and I'm assuming, like, he related with it, because he's Native himself. Like, he's of the indigenous culture or whatever. So he's part of them, and he felt pain for this boy. So he went on, and he continued his story, because he knew that people would just forget about it constantly. So he wanted to make sure that that never happened again, and he released it to the public, so then people wouldn't. And I just think it's really cool. Because he connected with it so deeply that he knew that he had to make a change and had to talk on that.
He was such an inspiring man that it's so sad that he died.
Yeah. And it's crazy because most people don't even know that's what the album was. They don't know he was indigenous.
No, they just think it was.
They just think he was a singer.
Yeah,
they just think he was a normal person who made amazing music.
And he, like you said, he was such an inspiration to the indigenous culture that they literally praised the man.
Yeah. Like, he was famous worldwide. Like, he is
it's
a legend.
He's
literally
gone.
A legend.
But, like, I'm hoping. So, like, hopefully Gord Downie, the boy, and the secret path stays alive and, like, inspires more people.
Yeah.
So, like, this does not happen in the near future.
Exactly.
And history does not repeat itself. So,
yeah. And he didn't, he really didn't go down without a fight. He wanted this to be known as forever. Like, I remember one of his very last concerts, because he died of terminal brain cancer, exactly. So he was like losing himself by the end.
Like, he was losing his memory and everything.
He was losing his memory. He didn't know who his family was. Like, he was, it's like dementia or like Alzheimer's. Like, you don't
remember. Start to forget things. Everything.
Yeah, exactly. So he, in his last concert, I remember my mom telling me this, and she showed me the video because she was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. What he did is he went on stage totally prepared. And then his brain cancer just kind of, like, took over his body, and he forgot his own lyrics to his music that he was singing. And it was, like, this album, the Secret Path album. And he went on singing the song, and then the people backstage, like, the, what's it called, managers or whatever, they put the lyrics on the screen, and the entire, like, stadium that he was performing at continued to sing his music and help him.
Yeah.
And like, they didn't even need the lyrics, they knew every song off by heart, and that was like amazing to me. Like, that completely changed my perspective on things.
Yeah, well, just, like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And that happened to an amazing guy.
Yeah. And he didn't stop fighting for that.
No.
Like, even though his brain was just,
he could have chosen not to do that concert, but he did.
Yeah. And he knew, like, no, I'm gonna get out there, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna share this story for this boy because it means the world to me. And he went out there, and I'm sure he knew something was gonna happen, but he probably didn't know it was gonna happen right then.
Yeah.
So that probably meant the world to him to have everybody singing his songs.
It
would
have been
heartwarming. Yeah,
that right there shows that, like, you should never give up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if I was on the stage and I was him, I would have just started crying.
I would have cried.
Like, because that just shows that everybody is listening. Like, everybody does know what's happened.
Pay attention.
They've taken into consideration, like, his
it's
story.
Just kids our age think it's funny to
yeah.
disrespect people like
yeah.
that.
People are making
realities.
Jokes. People, like, it's horrible.
And that's why they made in grade 11 English an indigenous study English, because they're trying to, like, show the kids, the younger kids at an early age that, like, this has happened.
Exactly.
And that we should take a better understanding of it.
Yeah.
So we are the future. So.
Yeah, like, even in the beginning of this semester, when I saw my classes, I was like, Indigenous studies, how the heck are we gonna learn about this for a whole semester?
Yeah.
And then I got into the semester, and we've learned so much. Like, I didn't know how much stuff was possible to actually learn about them. But, like, I was like, it's just Indigenous studies. Like, what are we gonna learn? But, like, there's so much information that we didn't even know.
Yeah. And, like, when you think of the res and you think of, like, Shannonville, that's not even all their land.
No.
It's, like, it's barely even half. And, like
there's, like, a lot of space.
That could be theirs, but it's not because
yeah.
Canada has it. Like, the government has
yeah.
it. And it's supposed to – they are supposed to have all that land, but
they
barely
have
half.
They deserve it, honestly.
Yeah.
They've worked.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything makes a stand. And
yeah. Like, I hope even though he's passed, like, it's still going to continue. Like, I hope everybody, like, nobody forgets about him. Like, nobody forgets
no,
his
no,
story.
No. I can guarantee that no one will.
Yeah, like, I think it was important enough that nobody's ever going to forget him.
Yeah.
Cool. He made a difference.
Yeah. He really did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, so there's, we're going to take, let's push it over to the next side. So we're going to. I want to talk about the album itself.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole album, like, is the story of the boy in the residential school and how he escaped and the struggles and the pain,
mm-hmm.
the hopelessness, the feeling of being lost. And it is terrible to ever deal with that at a young age.
Yeah.
Like 12. When I was 12,
yeah.
I was at home playing in a sandbox
Barbies.
And Barbies and getting in mud and riding my bike.
Me and Regan were playing with My Little Ponies, making the
yeah.
whole village.
Like, not walking on train tracks in the freezing cold rain.
Yeah.
Without proper clothes.
Yeah. And
food.
Not
water,
wondering if I'm not going to make it home or not. That I can never imagine.
Like,
that
the feeling
terrifying.
Of losing hope and then
yeah.
regaining it and then losing hope.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the one song that stood out to me out of the whole entire album is the song called I Will Not Be Struck.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that song, the boy was feeling lost and hopeless as, like, he had these flashbacks of home. He had these
mm-hmm.
flashbacks of his father. And that, like, he would feel warm inside, but you could tell on the outside he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't
yeah.
know where he belongs, if he's going to make it home. And you would see, like, his dad had this big impact on him. And when he would think about
mm-hmm.
his dad, you would see that he was losing hope and you could feel the sadness in the music.
Because the only thing he remembers is the last memories of his dad, which were probably good.
They were him. It says it in the song that he was sitting at a stove.
Like
warming
a fireplace
his, yeah,
type
like,
of thing.
Yeah.
Warming his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last memory he has of his father before
yeah.
taken away. And with those flashbacks, it gave him, like, if you would, instead of him losing the hope that you would think if you were looking at those flashbacks,
yeah.
like, if you were thinking of something so sad, you would sit there and be like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Him, having that flashback.
Motivated him.
Motivated him to continue on his path, to continue walking, to find his dad or his family or his
yeah.
home, so he could finally have that big circle in his heart,
yeah.
close and
And he probably closure. Thought, because he was so close with his dad, like, clearly, he probably thought, you know what, I'm going to do this for him. I'm going to do this for my family. Like, I'm going to get home. I'm going to be reunited with them again. Like, he was probably happy to just keep going and pushing himself because he wanted to see his family so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I know for me personally, like, the song that stood out for me was Swing Set.
Yes.
Just because it was just, yeah, it's just about, like, him and that one friend that he made in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, waiting for the perfect moment to run.
Which was
and
his,
like,
make or break.
Like, and,
like,
it even says
that.
In it,
the
like,
chains.
Yeah, the chains.
On the,
like,
swings
on the
were,
swings.
Like, tightening and, like,
and I
tell.
Don't think he physically meant the chains were actually
himself.
Tightening. It was, like,
metaphor.
His nerves. His
yeah.
himself.
He was starting to feel chained to the school. Like, he was
yeah.
trapped.
You're
and
never going
to
get out. Like,
no.
You sometimes
yeah.
feel that in some situations that you're, like, I'm not going to get out of this situation. I'm
yeah.
stuck here forever.
And, like,
and
in the song.
Probably all felt like that before.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has that situation
where you feel trapped.
Yeah.
And, like, the one part in the song, like, the when he could escape was when the teacher was abusing another kid.
Yeah.
And, like,
dragging them out
yeah.
onto the ground.
You could,
yeah.
In the
yeah.
song, you could literally feel the pain off of that one
mm-hmm.
verse where it states that the kid's getting abused.
Yeah.
And the kid looked the other kid in the eye and it was like, are you going to help me? Or are you going to stand there and watch me get beat to death?
Yeah. But if you did anything, you're just going to get beat too. Like,
yeah.
There was no
you
way.
You can't do anything.
They were all,
you can't help.
Like,
yeah.
They
you
were
couldn't
all
even help
a
your siblings.
It was like a tightrope of
turn
like.
Up yourself.
No, but there was this like tightrope. And when they walked, it was like a thin line. And if they fell, it would be getting beat or
yeah.
getting sexually abused or.
Yeah.
You had to sit there and
suicide.
Watch your friends, your peers, your siblings. You had to watch them all just get abused. And
yeah.
and sexually abused.
Indian Horse too.
Yeah, like the one girl's sister killed herself because she got put in a cage in a basement.
And then she killed herself. Yeah. The older sister killed herself because
And there's that kid, the teacher dragged him out and just started beating him and beating him until he literally couldn't stand. Like, they got beaten to death at like certain points. Like, it was so bad and they did something so small.
Like, the song "Don't Let This Touch You," it literally says, "Just let me catch my breath."
Yeah.
And that state that you would see in that song that he's getting abused for believing in his culture that he should believe in.
Yeah, like something so innocent that they did, they get beaten to death and they wouldn't even recognize that. Like, all the kids, they wouldn't even know.
No. Like, they would think it's normal. They'd think, this is normal to get beat at school.
Yeah. And the thing is even if they did escape, if they got let out, like, when they got old enough, like, all of that, they're finally free, but half of them don't even know what freedom is anymore.
No.
Like, they got so used to that abuse, to
and
that sexual abuse.
They're terrified.
Yeah, like, they don't know what to do with their freedom. So it's like, I have it, but what do I do with it?
And at that point, like, if I was in that situation, if I was in a kid in a residential school and I escaped, I would have nightmares. I'd have flashbacks. I would constantly be checking over my shoulder to see if I was going to get beat again, if I was going to get abused again, if I was going to get raped again. Like, if something was going to happen to me, I would never have freedom.
Can you actually imagine yourself in that situation?
No.
No, because look at the life we all live. Because we're
privileged.
We're whites, as they would say.
Yeah.
That's what they were supposed to try to be.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wanted them to be, because we're apparently the higher, like, we're the more important.
Which isn't true at all.
If you think about the question, do you see that your culture as whites or skin color as whites being the ones targeted? Like,
no.
It depends, though. Like, no. But if I went to Detroit, I could get shot for being white.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It depends on where you are. But as of where we are right now,
Canada,
we're privileged.
Canada, Ontario.
Like, you will never see, or not never, but you will rarely see somebody white getting targeted.
The only way you
black.
Can do that,
it is a possibility that we
it's
will
definitely
get targeted.
The most common things about, like, white people getting, like, attacked and stuff, like, around here would just be if they were a female.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a whole bunch of sexism.
Yeah.
And that has a huge part of it.
Which happens to guys too, but it is still rarer than
Lots
female.
Of people still believe chicks shouldn't be able to vote.
Yeah.
They have to
Or you
stay
should
at
be
home.
A stay-at-home mom.
But,
you need
but with the
indigenous the
culture.
No, with that, though, it's all
it's
of them.
Different. No, but with the indigenous culture, because you know how to us girls can't vote, but in the indigenous culture, girls are literally their queens.
Yeah.
Like, they
like
raise girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy if you think about it that way.
Yeah. It's crazy to think how many, like, different, if you go to different places in the world, all of their beliefs are completely different.
Yeah.
Like, we're in Canada right now and we have all these different beliefs, but if we went somewhere else, it could be the complete opposite.
Yeah. So, like, what do you guys think about the song Secret Path? Like, in my opinion, we all have our own journey. We all have our secret path.
Yeah.
We are all destined
to do something.
I think that's
the foundation of his whole album.
Yeah. That is, we all have a destiny. And we all have, like, we have this path that we have to follow.
Yeah.
Or pathways.
That like,
we
that can even, like, all of these songs has a different meaning for each person. Like, I think that was one of his points. Like, I said this in my essay. I said, Gord Downie put, like, these songs in there with different meanings and different points for everybody. So one person could think it's one thing, one person could think it's another thing. So for Secret Path, to me, I kind of think of my future. So I think of me going off to university or college. Like, there's a certain pathway that, for me, like, everybody has a different one, but mine, I need to follow it, I need to stick with it, I need to keep
like,
going,
it's like the fact
be
that,
motivated.
Oh, I see my friend doing that. I'm not going to do that because I know what I want to do. That's my pathway.
Yeah, like, this is my secret path.
Yeah, for me, listening to that song, like, just made me think I mean, like you just said, people get different meanings.
Yeah.
And mine's depressing as hell. But, like, just picturing that, like, someone thinks that they have it right. Someone thinks that there's that pathway. And then it just gets absolutely destroyed and taken from them.
Roller coaster. It's like,
like, anything can happen, and that's right off from that song. Like, you could think that you have it so right, and then all of a sudden everything's gone.
Which is pretty much what happened to Channy.
Yeah.
Like, he escaped, and he's like, finally, like, I'm gonna go
but
home.
But then he's like,
then
what do I do with the freedom? And then he's like, I'm too cold, and then he died.
It's fine, I can cut it out.
Okay.
There's, like, so,
I'm not even going with that.
So, like, represented, never lose hope, or the side of the path and journey. do you, like, would you still go on? Like, if you lost hope or if you lost the sight of your path, would you still go on or would you just give up in general?
Me personally, I mean, the thing about that is, like, you could lose hope and then want to go back, but you're already too far to go back.
Yeah.
So it'd make you want to keep going, but, like, either way, it would just be, it'd just be hard.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that completely.
But the thing is, like, I don't. Like, yeah, you can say now what you would do, but when you are in that actual situation, you have no idea what you'd actually do.
And I feel like if I got so far, like, down the path, and then it just broke, like, I feel like I'd probably just give up. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
See, I'm not the type of person to give up, so I'd probably try to create a new plan and do it, but I don't know what I'd do in that actual situation. Like, that my mind can completely change.
In my personal everyday life, like, my mom obviously has helped me a bunch, so she's pretty much, like, helped me with my path. So if I was alone and my path broke, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I would have no idea. I wouldn't know where to go next. I wouldn't know who to talk to. I wouldn't know how to get my own food. Like, I would have no idea what to do in that situation.
It's because you grew up having everything here.
Exactly.
So you never had to struggle.
No,
being
never.
Like, am I going to have food on the plate? Am I going to have a house to live? Am I going to have money to have tomorrow?
Yeah,
or
no.
Like, clothes on my back.
Did everything for me.
So, like, I grew up in a household that I had to work for a phone. I had to work for a computer. I had to work to get my money. So, like, chores or an actual job or, you know, helping in the house, that type of stuff. Never got anything handed to me.
Thinking back to, like, if I could relate, just, like, talking about this, I can relate but in a total different way. Because he didn't want to give up, but he had those moments where he did. And I know I don't give up. Like, I have a whole bunch of homework to do. I'm not going to give up on that.
Yeah.
But, like, before
I have 12 labs due. I want to give up, but I know for a fact I have to do them.
Exactly. But, like, in a total different way, I related was, like, I was drowning in, like, depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I did try to give up.
Yeah.
And then that's when my dad saved me, and he was like, no, you're going to go to therapy.
Exactly.
And then me going to that just kind of gave me a new path to try to go on. It was like my path wasn't working anymore, so I went on a different one.
It was, like, the fact of whoever is up there was like, I don't want you as an angel just yet.
You need
to continue.
Exactly.
Like, I tried to give up.
Yeah.
But then it was like you have a different
whoever
path
is,
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, whoever's writing your story was like, she's not ending it right now. She needs to continue.
Yeah.
She needs another chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, that's how I could relate in the way of I wanted to give up. But then I, like, tried to, but then I ended up trying again.
Which goes back to the song,
like,
that
the struggle, like, the struggles he, like, Chanyu and Chak had experienced, like, you related to that right there, but can you relate to his experiences? Like, do you have, like, any way to relate to it or no?
Not really, honestly.
It's because,
not really.
Yeah, I do because I had to experience my mom trying to give up.
Yeah,
same.
And I had to deal with that, and I was like, I showed her, like, I personally showed her that I'm here, you have my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We will help you create a new pathway.
Yeah.
And she's still here today, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to get real deep. But is this still going?
Yeah.
It's going to get real deep. But because just thinking about, like, what you just said, like, your mom tried to give up and you had to witness that. My mom tried to give up because I was in an abusive home with her.
Yeah. So you had to
her
deal
boyfriend
with being abused.
Was mentally abusing and physically abusing that. And because of that, my mom wanted to give up. And I witnessed her try to give up.
Yeah.
But then the hospital was like, Not today.
Yeah.
Which I'm so thankful for, obviously.
Yeah.
My mom got given another chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, like, in the whole album, it shows that he went through all these traumatic experiences, and it shows that everyone goes through a different traumatic experience. So,
like I've
your
had
mom,
a traumatic experience. You've had a traumatic experience.
Regan's traumatic experience is going through her own depression, and her mom. Mine's my mom and going through my own depression,
like, if I had
and
to
yours
relate,
is your depression. And
yeah, if I had to relate to anything, like, if I had to think of one thing right now, I would think that I've lost people that I loved, and that put me in a bad state of mind.
So, like, everyone can relate to his album because the fact of we've all been through these traumatic experiences. And they taught us lessons how to deal with them.
We've all been through our own fights.
Yeah. There, exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
That's how we can all relate to the album, is because we've all been through something like that, but not exactly
and,
like
which
that.
Which is the hard part, because we've never experienced what he has, so we'll always have this idea of, wow, like, we will always respect
like
Chanyu and Jack and Gordon
Downey. We've pretty
much
experienced the same thing besides that. abuse of part in your life.
Like, everybody's had their own fight, and it might not be the exact same as what Gordani was trying to say, but it doesn't mean that we can't relate to it and still respect him.
Yeah. So do you guys agree that his story will never be forgotten because of Gordani? Do you think
I personally will not forget his story?
It's impacted me. Yeah. So.
And I feel like some people that we know, maybe even we don't know, probably haven't even ever listened to the music. They probably don't know who he is.
Yeah. Me in like 20 years, my children, I will show them Gordani because I need his legend to live
on. But the thing is with that is I'm sure when my kids grow up, there might have been an already like
a huge
catastrophe that's happened.
Yeah. It's the world. You never know.
Everything new. Something new happens every day.
Yeah. And even if the new thing did happen, I'm still never going to stop remembering him. Like, I grew up with him. I'm not gonna let my kids grow up without him, like without his story. I'm gonna tell them everything.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think Gordani has his own story and he wants everyone else to know it? Like, do you think that he purposely became a musician to tell his story?
I think
because he was in the Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
but do you think he became like his own singer just to tell his story before he passed away?
I feel like I feel like he did, but didn't at the same time. Because he was, like, solo artist, and then he found out about Chani Wenjack's story. Yeah. And then he was like, that's perfect for what I'm looking for.
Like, I feel like he probably felt something. I feel like he probably felt like there was something new that he needed to do. So he had this idea, I'm going to go by myself, I'm going to make a difference. And then the Chani Wenjack story, that was his difference. Like, he's like, this is what I want.
That's the story I want to tell everyone.
Yeah, like, this is what I need to show the world. So I feel like that was his motivation to keep going with his solo career.
Yeah.
I agree, because,
And plus, I'm sure part of the reason why his solo career was happening was because he could tell his life was slowly going to end.
And the fact of that is he didn't want that.
He didn't want to end without making an impact.
Yeah.
And he did with this story.
He wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah, and he did.
He did. He was definitely a legend.
I completely agree. But this has come to an end because this is all we have for today. So
very true.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope everyone will hit the like button and
go
subscribe.
Listen to Gordani's album, Secret Path.
Go listen, go watch the visual on YouTube. It's 2 hours.
Or get the book.
Get the graphic novel. Go to chapters. Get it. Look at the photos.
Do research on Chani
Wenjack. Yeah.
Like,
figure out his story.
Do what we did. Learn so much about it. Just get yourself out there. And
it may not seem interesting at first, but once you start digging deep, you find out a whole bunch of
stuff. So anyway, hit the like button, subscribe, and go do what we said.
Bye!